In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good and master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we now begin the first Sunday of Lent in this third cycle, cycle C. The first thing I want to talk about in Lent is a more intense evangelization. See, evangelization is part of almsgiving. We have this wealth. We have all these readings. We have the Eucharist every Sunday. And we have to share it. And, as you can easily see, the world is getting more and more anxious about what it sort of expects is going to happen. So I want to talk first and foremost, then, about this new evangelization. First, I want to quote the Pope, Benedict, and then reflect on what he's saying. This is from a talk he gave on November 28th of last year. How do we speak to God in our times? That's a misprint. How do we speak of God in our times? How can we communicate the gospel to open the way to its salvific truth? Now I'm quoting the Pope. In Jesus of Nazareth, we encounter the face of God, descended from heaven, to immerse himself in the world of mankind and to teach the art of living, the road to happiness, to free us from sin, and to make us true children of God. Encounter the face of God. Get to know who God really is. Now, that's the whole purpose of this year of faith, isn't it? It's to encounter God, have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And so he goes on in his talk, speaking about God means first and foremost being clear about what we must bring to the men and women of our time. God has spoken to us, not an abstract or hypothetical God, but a real God, a God who exists, who entered history and remains present in history, the God of Jesus Christ. As a response to the fundamental question of why and how to live. Therefore, the Pope goes on, speaking about God requires a continual growth in faith. It requires familiarity with Jesus and his Gospels, a profound knowledge of God, and strong passion for his plan of salvation, without giving in to the temptations of success. If we actually succeed in evangelizing, that's great, but let's not get distracted by success. We have a long way to go. And a lot of it is really reparatory. I found this quote from St. Pius X, Pope St. Pius X. This is the quote. All evil in the world is due to lukewarm Catholics. He said that. Because the whole world has been entrusted to us. We feed on the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We hear his gospel. If we want, we can have a strong family life built on faith, which provides peace and assurance to everybody in the family. We know how to act at work or in school or in our relationship. And if we do all that, Christ is known. And that's why all evil in the world is due to lukewarm Catholics. If we were to fulfill the plan that God has for us, the world would not be in this horrid mess in which he's in right now. Well, let's get going and do something about it. Evangelize. Now, see, if evangelize to you means stand on a street corner and preach, which is a wonderful thing to do, I've done it myself, that's not the only kind of evangelization. Being pleasant. You know, when you're out to lunch with a friend, just mentioning a couple of things about God and see where they go. In these days, most of the time, they start to bring up something about God. And you try to move them to get greater trust in Jesus, you see? It is a mental thing. It is a knowledge thing. That's my second point. See, faith is a way of knowing. It's not an inherited culture. With a couple of key ideas that may or may not be true, I like them, they work for me. No, this is a quote now from Aquinas. The act of faith essentially consists in an act of knowing. Hear that? The act of faith essentially consists in an act of knowing. No, faith is a way to know. It's not a way to have allegiance to the Catholic Church and stand up and salute when the Pope comes by and all that. No, it's essentially an act of knowing. That is its former or specific perfection. And this is clear, he says, from what its object is. The object of faith is God, who is the most knowable reality in the world. There's another one I want to give you now, also from Aquinas. So also in the faith by which we believe in God, there is not only the accepting of the object of assent, but something moving us to the ascent. This is a kind of light, the habit of faith, divinely imparted to the human mind. Faith is divinely imparted to the human mind. We know that. And if we're praying, and if we're not, we have a solemn obligation. One of the things the Lord will ask us when we die, why weren't you praying? Why weren't you talking to me so I could talk to you and tell you how much I love you, and guide your family, and give you what you need, so that the statement of Pius X won't be true anymore, that all evil in the world is due to lukewarm Catholics. There won't be that kind of evil. You see? Okay. This light is more capable of causing assent than any demonstration. A demonstration is, all men are mortal, John is a man, John is mortal. That's a demonstration. Thus, this light is an adequate means of making judgments. You can judge. I should believe. I should change my life. But the habit of faith does not move us by way of the intellect, but by way of the will. What does that mean? That the reality of faith becomes so desirable that we will it. Because, you see, the act of faith is in the mind, but it's caused by the will. You've got to want to believe. All the time in our Lord's life, when the Pharisees were asking for a sign, what were they saying? Force me to believe. You can't be forced to believe. You have to freely will it. But it is so desirable that you want it if you just let yourself yield to it, you see. It is clear then that faith, skipping, it is clear then that faith comes from God in two ways. By way of an interior light that leads to assent, and by way of the realities that are proposed from without and had as their source divine revelation. God makes it known to us and moves our will to desire that light by which we can yield to divine reality. Faith is a way of knowing. In fact, another place I'm quoting Thomas again, nobody knows if he has faith unless he experiences himself believing. I don't know if I got faith or not, then start to believe. Beg the Holy Spirit to come and to move you. Because you don't want to be one of these lukewarm Catholics who will hear from the Lord one day. One more quote. This is not from Aquinas. This is from von Balthasar. Christian experience can mean only the progressive growth of one's own existence into Christ's existence, on the basis of Christ's continuing action and taking shape in the believer, as the text says in Galatians, until Christ be formed in you. And so you see that our object in all of this, you see, is this experiential faith and passing that on. Faith is a way of knowing. So, this quote that I'm going to read now, which is rather long, is from one of the great masters of antiquity, Diodicus of Photiki. Not a household word, but it would be great if he were. Spiritual discourse fully satisfies our intellectual perception because it comes from God through the energy of love. You see, the truth is lovable, and we yield to that truth by loving it. And then we are enlightened and strong and know where we're going. It is on account of this that the intellect continues undisturbed in its concentration on theology. What he means there is on the discourse about God. Doesn't mean a theology course. It is on account of this that the intellect continues undisturbed, and this I read that, it does not suffer then from the emptiness which produces a state of anxiety, since in its contemplation it is filled to the degree that the energy of love desires. You meet somebody whose life is given over to Christ, the first thing you notice is peace. Peace. Difficult times, so forth, but peace. And that peace has come because the Spirit is resting in the ultimate goal of its existence, God. And the link in this world is faith. In the next world is pure vision. But that's why in this life, since we don't see God, this power of faith moves our will to accept the enlightenment. And we accept it, and we are enlightened. And that's why Thomas says, the act of faith is essentially an act of knowing, not a habit, and not a cultural loyalty. It's a knowing. How many times have I heard people, if I could meet just one person who knows God? I do. By the mercy of God, I'm no genius. But you see, in other words, the key to evangelization is experiential faith. And the key to experiential faith is twofold. Pray and obey God, so that the desire that the Holy Spirit has already put in you comes to fruition, and you will, as it says in this beautiful text here, you see, that this light does not force it, but causes our ascent to make it voluntary. It helps us make a voluntary yielding to the light. That we have to have, as the Pope has already been telling us, if we're going to start the new evangelization, you got to know what you're talking about. Therefore, pray, beg God for light, and be willing to take the risk of stepping out of the vices that we live in to live in the light.